In this room, two pieces provide clues to the process of the impact of the arrival of the Europeans on the indigenous societies. Notice the sculpture of a stone warrior holding an axe, contrasting with the sculpture of a man representing Santiago Matamoros, St. James, on horseback, crushing the body of a Moor or Muslim, alluding to the Reconquista that took place in Spain when the kingdoms of Castile and Aragon regained the south of the peninsula and defeated the Muslims. When the Spanish conquered a territory, the crown gave the land and its inhabitants to an encomendero, usually a conquistador. This Spaniard would organize the indigenous people to work for him or pay tribute. Sometimes the natives were forced to produce more than what had been agreed, with floggings that could lead to death. The conquest of Costa Rica took place in two phases. The first centered in the North Pacific, and the second on the Central Valley, where they were in search of a larger indigenous population for exploitation. The conquest was accompanied by processes of resistance from the indigenous societies, some of the most famous of which are the expulsion of the Spaniards from Santiago de Talamanca in 1610, or the struggle of the indigenous settlers led by Pablo Presbere in 1709.